The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 18th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of Samuel Johnson, born Lichfield, England, in 1709, one of the most quoted men of all time. Samuel Johnson, who said, "Bachelors have consciences, married men have wives." He once said, critiquing a manuscript, "Your manuscript is both good and original, but the part that is good is not original, and the part that is original is not good." Best known for his Dictionary of the English Language, which came out in 1755, which he worked on for years while he battled depression and all sorts of physical problems. It was James Boswell, of course, who followed him around and wrote A Life of Samuel Johnson, which is so detailed about Johnson's tics and outbursts and obsessive behaviors that from those descriptions he was diagnosed posthumously as having Tourette syndrome. It's the birthday of the poet Paul Zimmer, born in Canton, Ohio, 1934, who grew up with a dream of becoming a catcher for the Cleveland Indians, which he gave up on when he was 19. But he said, "I've been a catcher all my life, warehouse manager, technical writer, soldier, bookstore buyer, editor, publisher, husband, father, gardener, poet. I have borne the catcher's attitude to all these tasks. I have given signals, received pitches, watched the field, kept my eye on the ball, avoided most cheap shots, backed up bases, stayed busy, chattered encouragement, made decisions." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer William March, born in Mobile, Alabama, in 1893. Dropped out of law school in 1916, a year later joined the Marines, and served in a company that was part of every major engagement in World War I, earned some medals for his bravery, went back home, struggled with depression, paranoia, schizophrenia, and then decided to write about it. His novel Company K came out in 1933. And it was on this day in 1851 the New York Times published its first issue, founded by George Jones and Henry Jarvis Raymond. Raymond had been fired by the New York Tribune. He was bitter about that. He wanted to make a newspaper that would drive the Tribune out of business. Jones and Raymond set up their office in an old brownstone, didn't have lamps, had to put the paper together by candlelight. But the paper was successful. It reached a circulation of 10,000 10 days after the first issue. And it has now been in print for 157 years. Here's a poem by Paul Zimmer entitled Zimmer in Grade School. In grade school, I wondered why I had been born to wrestle in the ashy puddles with my square nose streaming mucus and blood, my knuckles puffed from combat and the old nun's ruler. I feared everything, God, learning, and my schoolmates. I could not count, spell, or read. My report card proclaimed these scarlet failures. My parents wrung their loving hands. My guardian angel wept constantly. But I could never hide anything. If I peed my pants in class, the puddle was always quickly evident. My worst mistakes were at the blackboard for Jesus and all the saints to see. Even now, when I hide behind elaborate mask, it is always known that I am Zimmer, the one who does the messy papers and fractures all his crayons, who spits upon the radiators and sits all day in shame outside the office of the principal. Zimmer in Grade School, from Crossing to Sunlight, Revisited New and Selected Poems by Paul Zimmer, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.